As if any more evidence was needed that discussions about race can flare into heated arguments.
So this amendment,
Last night's Special Committee on Affirmative Action broke out over and over again into an all-out cacophony. Most of the yelling had to do with process. Opponents of affirmative action accused GOP Senator and Committee Chair Glenn Grothman of stifling debate in an effort to ram through his own agenda. Grothman accused them of some kind of filibuster. During the calm in between, both sides aired two drastically different views of race relations in Wisconsin. Grothman called affirmative action programs harmful to minorities.
Because they are educating our young people, I believe, to be embittered, angry people with a chip on their shoulder, rather than happy Americans, as quite frankly I am finding people of color who are recently immigrated to this country are.
Grothman came up with several plans to scale back or wipe out affirmative action, but one of the biggest would have let voters decide whether it should be allowed anywhere in state government or at the University of Wisconsin. Milwaukee Democratic Assemblywoman Tamara Grigsby told Grothman she was disturbed at his comments. Grigsby says, like it or not, everything in America is classified by race.
Racism is a reality, and whether or not you like it, I know it may not make you feel warm and fuzzy that racism is out there, but it is. And so for us to pretend that race doesn't matter just because you said so is absurd.
Grothman could still introduce his proposed amendment on his own, but last night's vote means it won't have the blessing of the Special Study Committee. Even if it did, its chances in the Democratic-controlled Senate are dismal at best. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.